It is officially fall, and for fans of the sport, that means hockey is around the corner. The National Hockey League will start its 2019-20 campaign tomorrow night, actually. Then the Rail Yard Dogs begin their SPHL season the 18th at Pensacola. Let's go back to last season when this was perhaps the highlight for the Dogs.
They're hacking at it. The horn sounds, and that's going to do it. Challenge accepted. Challenge completed. The Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs have beaten the Peoria Rivermen. Final score, Roanoke 4, Peoria 3. The Rail Yard Dogs in two games have swept the Rivermen, and they're heading to the SPHL President's Cup playoffs semifinals.
Okay, the Rail Yard Dogs continue their climb under third-year head coach Dan Bremner. Well, he's in studio with us this morning, joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me. And Coach Bremner, as you said when you walked in the door, it's hockey season, baby. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks,
yes, sir. Appreciate you coming. Now, you've got a preseason game, Coach, against Fayetteville at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, against the Fayetteville Marksmen. That's coming up on the 12th, I believe. How important is it, Coach, to have one preseason game? What will you be looking for in that game?
Oh, it's enormous. Honestly, I wish we could have more. Through this week here or through camp week, I'm just going to be trying to tire our guys out, make sure they're really worked. Through the SPHL season, you know, 56 games. Often guys are beat up. You rarely go into games fresh midseason, and that's kind of what I want to kind of simulate with these guys. And that game on Saturday, I want to see after a tough week of grueling two-day practices, twice a day practices, and a workout in there too, some video. You know, I want them worn down a little bit, and I want to see how that adrenaline pumps up for a preseason game.
Okay. And your season starts on the 18th, and then your home opener is on the 26th.
Sure.
It's interesting, the game at Fort Bragg, this is the first time there's ever been a professional hockey game on a military base. So, do you know anything about the rink there?
I don't know much. I know it's kind of small, but I'm excited. What a cool opportunity to be the first time having a professional ice hockey game on a military base. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I hope... from what I've heard from the coach down in Fayetteville, they think there's going to be a great crowd there of military personnel. So, you know, although it's smaller, I hope they're rowdy, and I hope it gives us a great atmosphere.
And of course, you play Fayetteville a lot. You played them a million times last year. So it's sort of a little rivalry going there with the Marksmen?
Of course. You know, both teams understand how big those games are when you play a team so many times. You know, if you can get the edge on one of those teams, it puts you in a great playoff picture solely against that opponent.
Now, your camp actually starts, Dan, next week. And the first day you're at the Lancer lot, the first day you get on the ice is when?
Wednesday.
Yeah. So you don't have a whole lot of time on the ice before you go down for your preseason. So do you expect guys to come in hockey shape, or what do you expect when guys come in? You keep in shape. So do you expect guys to come in hockey shape, or does it take a while to get your sea legs?
Oh, absolutely have to. You know, it's not like 20, 25 years ago where camp was about getting into shape. You know, you're expected from day one, once we're on the ice, to be in shape. Now, that being said, you know, sometimes it does take a little while to get that hockey sense, that game sense back, which is understandable. But yeah, as far as conditioning and everything, guys should be coming in peak performance.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. We talked with Dan Bremner, the head coach of the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. This is your, I guess, your second full season, your third season. Yep. Talk about your progression as a coach, how much wiser you are after a couple years of doing this. I mean, what do you think's been the biggest growth as far as you goes, you're concerned?
I'm continually learning, and everything's new to me all the time. You know, I hope I'm getting better at certain things. As far as, you know, my growth, I really, this off season and going into this season, I focused on our special teams. It's somewhere I thought we were lacking. In our last game of the year last year against Birmingham, you know, we got burned on the PK a little bit, which was pretty strong up until that point. But you know, it was very visible in that game how, you know, a fault on your special teams can really end your year. So that's something I'm looking to grow this year.
When you talk about special teams in hockey, what specifically are you talking about?
Power play penalty.
Power play, okay. And that, you think, was your Achilles heel last year?
Our power play all year struggled, and I don't know what it was. We had some great bodies out there, some good talent. The puck just wasn't going for us. Our PK actually through the end of last season, from January on to the end of the year, was one of the best. But in that last game, I think of they scored on 50% of their on the power plays. So, you know, that's a killer.
Is there also some emphasis maybe on avoiding penalties so you don't get guys in the box, or, you know, is that going to happen?
Of course, absolutely. And when I say that, you know, it's avoiding stupid penalties. There's a time and place to take a penalty. You know, there's desperation plays. There's sending messages. But yeah, the no reason hooks in the offensive zone, trips in the offensive zone, definitely those dumb penalties. Those are the ones that seem to burn you.
We're talking with Roanoke Royal Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. Now, you live in the area now.
Yes.
So you've been getting around, and people starting to recognize you. Of course, when you wear your shirt that says Dogs on it, but people getting to recognize you, and how much of the fact that you live here now, Dan, how much of that helps you sell the area to guys that are coming in? You can kind of recruit for the area.
Oh, for sure. And you know, me and my fiance live in here. We absolutely love the Roanoke area. Tons to do around here. And I always talk to guys about that, because a lot of times when you're recruiting, it's about quality of life too. You know, they're passionate about playing the game, but they want to know, you know, what living in that city is like. So, you know, living here and you know, I don't get recognized that much. I think the players get recognized way more, and that's what I want around here. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the selling point too, is I tell them what a big hockey community this is. They'll go to restaurants and they'll get asked, you know, whether it's for a picture or autograph or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Training camp gets underway next week, and I was looking at the preseason roster, and of course, this may look not a whole lot like the regular roster, I would imagine, but we're somewhat different. A lot of new faces, some guys that were here before. You know, just so. Are you going to be looking at the wires too as camp goes on to see who might be available that might be a good fit for Roanoke? Or are you pretty set with this roster?
It's not set with this roster. You know, we're allowed to have up to 30 guys in for camp. We have to have that number down to 19 for opening day. But, you know, we're pretty veteran on the back end going into this season between our goalies and defense, and I'm happy about that. I'm actually really excited. You know, it sucks losing your big guns like Colin Murray and Steve Mealy, who, you know, have appeared to be moving on from the game or from Roanoke.
Yeah, they were big fan favorites. Are they just leaving hockey and moving on to the next phase of their life? Or
it appears that way right now. You never know. Guys sometimes get the itch partway into the season, but you know, they're tough to replace guys. They were awesome locker room guys, great leaders, awesome on the ice. But there's a bit of excitement in it too, because we're gonna have a young core up front where, you know, the competition is gonna be really high. So there's gonna be great opportunity for young players to get that ice time and get those you know, those opportunities that are out there. So
was there a particular in assembling the roster for the Dogs camp, was there a particular quality you've been looking for in a player?
No, just continually. We talk about building the identity here in Roanoke, and the identity of the team that I want to build is fast, physical, and passionate. So, you know, I'm looking for guys with speed. I'm looking for guys that play physical. You know, that being said, knowing that we had some woes on the power play too, you do try to fit a few guys in like that.
All right, it's 8:50 at WFIR. We're talking hockey this morning with Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. And speaking of which, coach, let's talk about the goaltenders. Brad Barone is gone, it looks like, for good. Jacob Caffrey is back. If you would, talk about him. And Stephen Klein, who you picked up from Peoria, how did that come about? And do you feel good? I know you touched on this a moment ago, but do you feel good about your goalie situation heading now into the season?
Absolutely, I feel good about it. The only issue would be that we have a pretty good competition coming, actually. You know, we got Caffrey coming back, and Caffrey held his own so well. He bolstered our we had a six-game win streak in December there where he started every game. And then down the stretch, you know, against Peoria, oh, my God, that kid stood on his head and made saves that he had no business making. And then, obviously, on the other side of that, when we were playing Peoria, Stephen Klein coming across. So that kind of came about as the whole Cody Dion transition over there. But
talk about that. How did Klein get here? And was there Cody Dion involved somehow in that?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, Dion, as far as he was concerned at the end of last season, was retiring. And we had a gentleman's agreement that he'd give me the opportunity to sign him. Well, everything that he was working on in the offseason didn't really pan out to where he was transitioning from the game. And he wanted to play another year. You know, he had some feelings still in Peoria and wanted to give it another try there, which, you know, I respect. Even if I had protected him and that's where his heart was and where he wanted to be, you know, I would look to facilitate that. But he was good enough to talk to Peoria and be like, hey, you know, if you can, out of respect, try to move somebody across as, you know, compensation a little bit. And it ended up being Stephen Klein,
who's a all SPHL rookie team goalie.
Yeah. You know, he had great numbers. He led in a number of categories, and to do that as a rookie is a huge deal. You know, but I expect great competition between him, Caffrey, and we got a rookie coming in, Jacob Thiet, who I'm very excited about as well. So, you know, camp is short and they'll get their opportunity in that exhibition game to kind of, you know, give their case for why they deserve the job.
Was it tough early? Again, we'll talk with Dan Bremner, the coach of the Rail Yard Dogs. Was it tough last year for a while, Dan, where Brad Barone kept going up and down, up and down, up and down? Is, you know, was that tough on a coach and a team?
It was. And, you know, one of the things that I promote here when I'm recruiting as well is that I'm a guy that wants to push guys up. You know, I wanted my opportunity when I was playing and I never got it. So when those calls come, I do want guys to take them. The one thing that I ask is that when they come back, if they come back, that passion fire is still here for Roanoke until that next call up comes. Brad was fantastic. You know, he's a hockey player. He's passionate about it. But it does get difficult when it's every week that it's happening back
right.
and forth.
Is he in the ECHL this year, or do you know where he is?
Yes, I believe he's signed back with Rapid City.
He did, okay. Let's talk about a few of the positions. Let's talk about the blue line defenseman. Travis Armstrong, who's been here forever, is on the training camp roster. Joe Sova is making another crack at it. Now, Joe was out last year, the defenseman.
He was, yes.
He was injuries last year. He's
He went through some surgery, and unfortunately it caused him to miss the entire year. But, you know, even last year when he was talking about a possible comeback after the surgery was done, his heart was in Roanoke, and we had that open line of communication the entire time saying, you know, once you're healthy, Joe's a top five defenseman in this league. He's got great experience, and, you know, he makes any team better.
I know I saw a press release, and you're sort of high on, is it Wojciech Zemlicka?
Yep.
From Prague? Are you like sort of some of his skills?
He's just a whole team guy. You know, he will do anything for. I'm pretty confident if we had two goalies go down in a game and you needed him to throw on the pads, he would do it just because he wants to do what's best for the team. Hmm. He's got great skating ability. That kid can skate 40 minutes a game.
Really? Just what you want to hear, huh?
Exactly.
Looks at the forwards. You have some returning guys on the training camp roster. Mac Jensen's been here a while. Colton Walter, Josh Nennendahl. Talk about the forwards coming in. Excited about some of the newbies that are coming in.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to, even those returners, you know, we had for part seasons there. The one guy who's, you know, a little bit seasoned there is Jeff Jones. Very excited. He's a consistent pro, that kid.
He scores goals, too.
Scores goals, and he does it in the right way, the gritty areas. He's not afraid to go to the net. But the younger guys, yeah, very excited. You know, Colton Walter, we got late last year. It was a good spark for us physically. Jansen was on fire towards the end of the year. Very excited to see him for a full season here. Josh Nennendahl, we picked up from college just for the last couple games and playoffs, and he was a great spark plug for us. He is pure passion for the game.
We're talking with Dan Bremner, Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs head coach. We have a couple minutes left, Dan. Let me ask you, what's it going to take for the Rail Yard Dogs to get to that top rung in the league? It seems like first year or so, Dogs were sort of towards the bottom. They've come to the sort of the top of the middle of the pack, let's say. There's a few teams that are been at that upper echelon. What's it going to take for you guys to get to that point? What's it going to take? Is it talent? Is it goals? Is it what is it?
You know, it's a difficult.
Coaches, that's what coaches always want to know.
Yeah, it's a difficult question, you know, and I think you touched on it a bit earlier with the number of times you play certain teams in those rivalries. If you can get the edge on those teams that you're seeing a number of times through the year, that can help you lift you to that upper echelon. Like, you know, you don't necessarily need to beat up on Peoria and Pensacola when you play them a combined seven times, I think, in a year, you know. If you can find that edge against those teams in-house or mm-hmm. in your region, then that can really push you above.
But you want to beat the teams you should beat.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, as camp gets started, you're going to be at the Lancer lot. Of course, most of your work will be done at the Berglund, but just talk about having the Lancer lot as a piece of ice with the Berglund not available until sometime, I guess, what, late next week or the week after. How nice is it to have that option for having that ice sheet in Roanoke?
Oh, it's fantastic. Prior to that, my first half season here, Lancer lot wasn't open yet, and we had to, for practices a couple times, and for our first round playoff game, we had to go to Liberty, and Liberty was great host for us, which was fantastic. But to have that in town here, where we just have to drive across town, not take everything out of town, pack it all up, and everything. Is huge for us. So it means we constantly have the ability to get on the ice.
Before we let you go, I want to talk about you've got a new puppy.
Yeah.
Went up to DC to get Carl.
That's right.
A pit lab mix.
Pit something mix. Yeah, he's a rescue. Yeah.
Very chill, beautiful coat. Are you sort of a believer in shelter dogs at this point?
Oh, absolutely. My family, growing up, we've always gotten pound dogs or shelter dogs. So that was a big thing when we were looking for one. We were going to adopt and rescue a dog.
So does Diesel have a competition for a mascot with the
He might. Well, either that or a new assistant coach. Big shoes to fill with Michael Harris moving on. So
yeah, I was going to ask you, did Michael move on to another position somewhere? Or?
He's actually just gone home for the year. He's going to be working with his father a little bit in their within their family business mm-hmm. and staying in the game a little bit in the D.C. area.
So no assistant coaches here? Are you going to maybe lean on some of your veterans to kind of help fill that role, like a Joe Sova, somebody like that?
Absolutely. And that's why I was saying, you know, having that veteran status on the back end by committee, I think we're going to have a great leadership group between, you know, 3-4 older guys on the back end.
Got about 15 seconds left. A home opener October 26th versus Fayetteville. Dan, you're hoping to see a big, loud crowd come out?
I sure hope so. Best crowd in the league. Let's make sure that we prove it that home opener.
All right. Roanoke Railyard Dogs head coach Dan Bremner, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.